This podcast is part of the Erotica Podcast Network. We offer a free Erotica podcast and a premium Patron Taboo podcast which contains more intense sexual themes. You can subscribe to the premium podcast for $2 per month or support the Erotica Podcast on Patreon to support us and allow members to request future stories and themes. Links are in the description. Thank you for listening. This podcast contains mature content and is intended for an adult audience only. It contains explicit words, thoughts, and ideas. The content of all stories is fiction with any similarities to real people or events being purely coincidental. This podcast is not intended for anything but entertainment of the listener, and if you do not agree with the themes listed in the tags, please do not listen to the story. All characters engaging in sexual relationships or activities are 18 years old or older. This story was found on a free website and brought to audio form here. I did not write and take no credit for this story. Please visit the link in the comments to further support this author. Now serving part 2 by Edafixi. Chapter 04. When Jeanette returned home that afternoon, she was wild with excitement, telling her father that Justine, Angie's mother, was even more beautiful and hotter than her daughter, although the two looked more like sisters than mother and daughter. Jeanette described Justine's appearance in great detail.
"Daddy, I'm pretty sure she doesn't have a boyfriend."
"Oh? What makes you think that?"
Matt asked.
"Well, she had a lot of sexual tension. And maybe the reason why Angie is a natural sub is because her mother is one too," she added hopefully.
"What are you getting at?" Finally, Jeanette told her father what had really happened at Angie's apartment, and showed him the photos of Angie bound and flogged by her mother. He whistled, amazed and intrigued, and said he'd call Justine to arrange a meeting. Only a couple of days later, while he was still thinking about where to meet and what he'd do to the hot MILF, Justine beat him by calling first. The semester's first quarter marks had been issued. In her hoarse, sexy voice, she explained how delighted she was that every one of Angie's grades had improved from her previous school. He explained that Angie knew from the beginning about the serious work ethic at his house. Monday through Friday was when homework and studying had strict priority. The weekend was when the girls could play. He took the opportunity to suggest that the two of them meet after school on Friday afternoon to celebrate Angie's achievement and discuss a suggestion he had. Justine, intrigued, agreed and asked him to pick the place. 2 days later, Matt was sitting in the dim rear lounge of an upscale club that he frequented. The lounge area was closed, but the bartender knew him and a $20 bill convinced the bartender into letting Matt sit there in privacy, as long as he didn't expect table service. And the bartender warned him that the room was hot as well. Matt gave the guy another $20 so he would be generous with the spirits when Justine appeared, taking her order at the bar when she arrived and giving her an overgenerous pour. He peeled off another $20, inviting the bartender to stay at his post if the action became intimate. Then Matt sat in one of the curved booths, facing the entrance to the lounge. Justine was late, something he might be able to use later to his advantage. She saw him at the rear of the dim space and, momentarily confused by the low light, she hesitated inside the door, a big drink in hand. She knew him. And he was quite good-looking.
"I'm so sorry I'm late."
Matt just nodded. She was breathtakingly hot, a more developed version of her daughter. Her inexpensive clothing, full skirt and tight jacket over an off-white blouse, covered almost her entire body, but it didn't fool Matt. Big tits, slim legs, straight black hair, wide thick lips, a waif-like haircut. Like mother, like daughter, Matt immediately became excited. This MILF was a prize even bigger than that of her daughter. It's not just that Justine was very pretty. She was the most sensuous woman he'd ever seen. He immediately pegged her as a submissive with a high sex drive. He knew her or at least had seen her recently at one of the school's sports events. He'd first seen her at a parent-teacher's evening. Their eyes had locked, although they'd never spoken.
"Hello?
Sit here," he said, patting the curved banquette close to him. The bartender must have told her that the room was officially closed, so they would have privacy. She placed her tall drink on the table. It looked like a quadruple vodka on the rocks. The bartender had certainly earned his big tip.
"Phew, it's hot in here."
She unbuttoned her jacket, spreading it open and showing the light, tight blouse underneath. But nothing was revealed, not even a hint of cleavage. Already perspiring, she drank a quarter of her cocktail in one gulp. He wondered why she was so nervous. He was also drinking vodka, except that he was nursing it. After discussing the girls' grades, Matt added that Justine's information from the girls was not exactly correct.
"Angie's grades have gone up, but not in all classes. In fact, her math grade dropped from AB to AB-. I'm concerned about both the girls. Jeanette's grade in chemistry dropped as well. They were warned that if their grade suffered, there'd be consequences. Remember?
You and I agreed on that." Justine nodded, remembering their talk about strictness. "We have to do something definite to stop this downward slide. Don't you agree?"
Justine nodded guardedly, apprehensively.
"What exactly did you have in mind?"
"Look, tomorrow is Saturday. Why don't you come over and see my place? You could join us for a morning swim and a celebratory lunch.
We'll figure out their punishment then."
Justine looked flushed and swallowed more vodka. Matt didn't mention that lunch would be followed by a discipline session.
"Bring an overnight bag and stay over in the guest room. I don't like the idea of your driving all that way back to your place in the dark."
"I think you should definitely be there," he said quietly but forcefully.
She glanced at him.
"What kind of discipline?"
she asked, haltingly.
"The old-fashioned kind," he said promptly. "You mean spanking?"
she asked.
"No. Spanking is for children. There was a protracted silence while she inferred his meaning and decided how to continue.
What will you use? She whispered. Something more serious than before.
Before? She croaked, her breathing more ragged.
Oh, didn't Angie tell you about the other night?
She searched his face as he nonchalantly looked at his drink.
A leather taws,
he said in a matter-of-fact way, as if saying.
Salt and pepper.
Justine took a large swallow, becoming increasingly agitated.
And how did she respond?
She asked tentatively.
Very well.
She took to it naturally and has a high threshold of pain.
But you probably know that. Have you had occasion to punish her yourself?
He asked innocently.
Why yes, with a paddle, but not for a couple of months.
Oh? Because she's been behaving perfectly?
No.
Because I noticed that it excited her. Matt turned to face her directly.
And does Angie take after her mother?
Justine turned to him, her eyes searching his face, but said nothing, shifting around on the banquette. She drained the remainder of her glass. He wouldn't let it go. He asked.
Does Angie's mother also have a high threshold of pain?
She squirmed again.
I was raised in a very strict household.
She said evasively.
Both of your parents were strict.
She shook her head.
My mother was out of the picture from an early age. I was raised by my father and my brother.
It sounded as if they'd both disciplined her.
How much older is your brother?
He's actually a year younger, but has a very controlling personality. Now that was interesting news. If she'd been punished by a younger brother, she must be highly submissive. As if she read his mind, she explained.
My father traveled a great deal on business. So if he wasn't home on a weekend, my brother had instructions to administer discipline himself. You still look hot. Take off your jacket.
She shifted on the banquette, troubled by his peremptory tone. It wasn't a suggestion. She noticed the bartender staring at her.
I'd rather not, thank you.
He leaned over. She was sitting to his right and pulled her jacket off her shoulders and down her upper arms, but leaving it dangling around her elbows, constraining her arms. And he saw why she'd been reluctant. Her tight blouse was paper thin, clearly revealing a lacy black bra. Her tits looked much larger, freed from the camouflage of her severe jacket. The dark chocolate nipples were even darker and larger than her daughter's.
Matt, the bartender's right over there. He's not only right there, he's also staring at the exhibit you're providing.
Matt was becoming increasingly excited. He leaned forward and clasped the base of her left nipple with his left thumb and forefinger. The rubbery stalk was so big that the bulging tip extended well beyond his fingers. She started in surprise but didn't attempt to move his hand. Instead, she glanced at the bar, but the bartender wasn't there. He could have seen her in an instant. Nobody had ever sized her up as fast as this handsome guy had done. Matt rolled the other nipple.
Oh!
She moaned. She looked down at his broad thumb and thick finger. He squeezed the second nipple and she licked her lips in mild pain. When he pulled the nub, she fell back against the rear of the banquette, her thighs scissoring open, gritting her teeth. Still squeezing, he twisted the ballooning nipple tip as Justine's head whipped back and forth in excitement. When he twisted the base of the stalk in one direction and the huge tip in the other, she gasped, in the middle of a small orgasm, and was about to scream. Nobody had ever used that technique on her. He stopped, slowly untwisting both pairs of fingers, gradually allowing the 1.5 inches he had extended to retract. He slid his drink, barely touched, over to her. She gulped more vodka, desperately trying to get a grasp on what was happening.
Is that threshold of pain high enough for you?
She said sarcastically. He slapped her breasts hard.
You'll be punished for that tone of voice.
She couldn't believe how quickly he'd read her and immediately dominated her. How demanding he was. How relentless. Just what she wanted.
I'm sorry,
she said, sweating, her thick lips pouting. This relationship was going way too fast. It was like a bullet train. Suddenly, she panicked and had to get out of there.
I'll be at your place tomorrow.
He pulled the jacket back over her upper arms and onto her shoulders.
And you'll be prepared. To stay over?
Yes.
Not just to stay over. To be punished.
What? She said, acting astounded, buttoning her jacket.
You said we'd be punishing the girls. You all need to be properly disciplined. You were 20 minutes late today. And I didn't care for that disrespectful crack of yours before.
She was silent for a long time, stunned by how wet her pussy became when he slapped her tit, how she'd come during the nipple torture, how quickly this meeting had gone in a direction she'd never expected.
Could he be the one? What, will you use on me? The taws?
You'll see soon enough.
And it won't be just me.
She looked alarmed.
That's right, Justine, you'll also be disciplined by your daughter. It's time she had that experience. And you're far from a perfect mother. How can you say that to me?
She cried guiltily, her pussy juicing. She felt a little dizzy. It must be the heat and the vodka. She couldn't stop herself from wondering whether her daughter would enjoy punishing her mother. Could it be that bondage and discipline ran in her family genes?
Because I understand you. And I know exactly who you are and what you need.
Justine closed her eyes, unable to stop herself from picturing the crassly, humiliating, degrading scene, trying to ignore the spasms in her cunt and the thrilled flush that shot through her body. Abruptly, she reached for her handbag to pay, but he grabbed her wrist to stop her.
It's on me,
he insisted. She stared at his hand.
It's already been paid. Who do you think you are?
She protested.
You think you can do whatever you feel like?
He stared at her, smiling slightly.
I think you're the hottest sub I've ever met. And you've even been trained, although you tried to hide it. We'll see whether or not you've been properly trained.
and you haven't had a man in a long time who gives you what you crave. I can't wait to take this to the next step. Actually, I don't think I will wait.
He pushed her wrists together, clasped both, and with his strong left hand, pulled her arms across the table till she was chest down on the surface. Taken by surprise, she made a token effort at resisting, wriggling a little and seething through clamped teeth. He kicked her feet apart, and yanked her skirt up to her waist. The bartender or a customer could have walked in at any moment. But she was wrong. The bartender was only a few feet away, standing in the shadows, shooting with a video camera which was another $20 bill for Matt.
Between now and noon tomorrow, you won't be able to stop thinking about what's going to go down at my house.
He cupped his hand on the wet panty over her pussy.
About getting whipped.
He pulled down each side of her panties till they were hanging below her groin.
And flogged.
He pushed his broad thumb across her bulging clit, and between her shaved lips, and she began panting loudly.
And caned.
He shoved his thumb all the way into her cunt. She grunted.
And you'll think about your daughter and you punishing each other.
He started pumping and she groaned, shaking her head back and forth.
And sucking my cock and drinking down my cum.
She was shamelessly humping her hips against the edge of the table, mashing her swollen clit up and down against the edge.
And wearing clamps on your tits.
He let go of her wrists, and clamped his left hand over her mouth.
And being bound so your daughter can discipline you.
She started to cum.
And being fucked in all your holes till you scream in ecstasy.
In full climax, she yelled into his palm, the table rocking beneath her as her hips slammed into it. When her cum was finished, she slid down and back onto the banquette, sprawling, her blouse and jacket disheveled, her hair rumpled. He pulled up her head by the short black hair and looked into her glazed eyes, filled with shame and excitement about what had just happened in a public place. Large wet spots dotted her blouse, partly sweat but mostly water from the tabletop, the fabric clinging to her skin, revealing much of her tits. She noticed that the bartender was back at the bar and was staring at her. He'd probably seen everything. But she had no inkling that he'd recorded it.
Now, is that specific enough?
Matt leaned forward and kissed her voluptuous lips, then reached across her back and down past her ass. He pulled the wet panties up her thighs, the top of which were streaked with her juices, lowered her skirt and sat back on the banquette. She stood quickly, wiping some saliva off her chin, saw an emergency exit door in the room and walked slowly toward it, weaving from the alcohol.
You can't go out that way, the bartender said.
An alarm sounds at the security company.
She stopped, reeling with humiliation.
She spun around and walked across the room toward the main entrance.
I'll drive you home. Matt called to her back.
You're in no condition to drive.
I'm fine. She snapped petulantly and stormed out of the restaurant, holding her unbuttoned jacket together while she walked past the bartender, who was leering at her.
Matt went to the bar, slapped another $20 on it, and went out the entrance.
Justine was walking slowly and unsteadily, her mind a storm of conflicting emotions.
He followed her to the parking lot in the rear as she reached her modest, older vehicle, eyeing her gorgeous long legs.
You're drunk, he said.
You can't control me in public.
She spat, drunkenly trying to get her key in the door lock.
Oh yes, I can. He stepped behind her, grabbed a wrist in each hand, and pulled her arms away from the car door and behind her. She was now leaning against him, her jacket open, the excited nipples tenting the thin blouse.
They stood that way for several seconds until she struggled futilely to get her hands free.
She was breathing hard, her chest heaving. You're gripping me so tightly you'll probably mark my wrists. She complained.
So?
You'll look better with marks on your skin, and you know it.
He looked around. No one was visible.
He pulled his thin belt from his pants, bound her wrists in the small of her back, yanked the keys from her hand and guided her around the car to the passenger door. He unlocked it, pushed her in and climbed in the driver's side. She was fuming but also incredibly aroused, bound in a downtown lot where anybody could appear and see her for the submissive, pain-loving slut she truly was. Justine's apartment was in a mediocre neighborhood on the other side of town, so the drive took a while. Tired from the vodka and from resisting me, her eyelids soon drooped, her head nodded, and eventually she slid down in the seat, her back leaning against the door, dozing, her head rolling back and forth with the car's movements. The lower she slipped, the more her skirt exposed those long olive-toned legs. He helped the sliding skirt several times, first exposing her stocking tops, then bare thighs and finally her panties. He had a good look at the tight French bikini cut. The large plump lips pushed against the sheer fabric. Like her daughter, she was completely shaved. Two hot sluts down a couple of blocks from her unimpressive apartment building, Matt had just stopped at a light when one of her neighbors noticed them, called
Jeanette,
and waved from the sidewalk. A Japanese-American guy in his 60s, he had a broad, strong wrestler's body with a huge bullet-shaped head and close-cropped gray hair. He looked puzzled when she didn't wave back and walked over, suspicious of me and noting Justine's slumped head.
My name's Shimanaka. I'm her next-door neighbor. Is she okay?
Matt smiled and shrugged.
Just a little too much alcohol, celebrating TGIF. And who are you?
He asked protectively.
Our daughters go to the same school,
Matt said. This seemed to satisfy Shimanaka. He leaned into the window, unabashedly taking in the sight of her sweaty chest, exposed legs, open blouse and big tits, thrusting outward from the position of her hands.
She's quite something, isn't she?
He said to Matt, smiling lustfully.
Yeah, I'm a lucky guy,
Matt said good-naturedly.
Feel free.
The neighbor's big hands caressed Justine's tits, hefting each mound. Justine murmured pleasurable but her eyes didn't open, so Shimanaka stroked her belly and thighs. He cupped her mons,
his thick middle finger pressing down on the taut fabric till it had sunk several inches into her slit.
"Very nice, thank you," he said admiringly.
Satisfied, Shimonaka backed away and waved. Matt drove off. When they arrived at her place, Matt slapped her face till she groggily opened her eyes, disoriented and craning her neck around till she realized we were outside her building. She turned her back to me, exposing her wrists, assuming he'd undo the belt.
"Not until after we're inside,"
she whined with anxiety. He got out, walked to her side and opened the door to see her exposed panties, the wet slit saturating the newly creased sheer fabric, when she swung her legs to the curb. He helped her out and stood behind her as they walked inside, his body shielding her hands from view.
Chapter 05 Justine's modest apartment was small and simple, warm and stuffy. He unzipped her skirt, pulled it off and pushed down on her shoulders till she sat on the living room sofa. He called the club where they met and spoke to the bartender, who agreed to ask the club's parking valet to drive Matt's car from the club into Justine's apartment as soon as the car jockey could get away. When Matt returned to the living room, Justine, sweating, looked at me beseechingly and with new respect.
"You look too hot,"
he said, kneeling at her feet and roughly pulling the tight panties over her stockings and off her legs. Freed of the tight material, her labia looked even larger, longer and thicker. He thrust three fingers into her slit, confirming that she was sopping.
"Yes, I'm hot,"
she admitted, biting her lip. He stood in front of her and pushed her feet far apart so he could lean over and unbutton her jacket. He drew the jacket down over her shoulders, imprisoning her arms again. Perspiration had made the lightweight blouse all the more see-through. Judging from the enormous nipples, the largest and darkest he'd ever seen, she was excited again. He unbuttoned the blouse, pulled it down to the same place as her jacket, and yanked down the bra, exposing her luscious tits and massive nipples.
"Why don't you release my arms?" she whispered. "When I told you not to drive at the restaurant, you disobeyed me and acted like an irresponsible teenager. Not to mention it's a serious crime to drive drunk. I intend to make sure you never do it, especially since you're a teacher."
He opened the balcony door and several windows, then walked back to the sofa and stood directly in front of her, his groin at eye level. She didn't need a roadmap. Awkwardly, she raised her forearms, unzipped him, pulled out his cock and performed the most amazing blowjob he'd ever had, staring as the crown was engulfed inside her wide mouth, the thick lips bulging around the head, her tongue swirling. She obviously loved to suck cock. She must have had an advanced degree, since within a couple of minutes he was about to shoot. He leaned over and said into her ear,
"Don't swallow."
She nodded, not breaking her rhythm. When he erupted, she cried out from the force and quantity as his dick pulsed for about 60 seconds into her receptive cavity. But she was alarmed at the huge load, flailing her arms, her brows knitted in concentration, cheeks bulging.
"Open up."
She looked at him, fear in her eyes, and for good reason. Despite her best efforts, when she slowly, carefully opened her mouth, two streams of hot cum immediately poured out of the corners and splashed onto her tits. She kept maneuvering her head to get the exact, precarious angle between losing the load and swallowing it.
"You'll be punished for losing my cum,"
he warned her. He waited several more seconds, relishing her humiliation before telling her she could swallow. Gratefully, she gulped several times, the huge discharge flowing heavily down her esophagus. She gasped when finished, cum covering her lips and chin, dripping off the obscenely protuberant nipples. The doorbell rang. Justine started, having assumed that he would meet the valet in the street.
"Perfect timing.
Please," she begged, but it was too late. He shoved the coffee table away from the sofa, grabbed her by the hair and pulled her off the couch till she was kneeling on the black carpet, spotting it with clumps of off-white cum.
"Don't move,"
he ordered. She groaned but made no move to hide in her bedroom. She didn't even close her legs. He opened the door and the valet walked in. He was a gangly red-headed teen no older than her daughter. The apartment was so small that the boy saw Justine immediately, brazenly staring at her from the tiny entranceway, ogling her tits and the wet labia bunched against the front of her panties. By now enough cum had dripped off her nipples to flood her slit, a shiny white sheen failing to hide the aroused red lips.
"Justine, this is
Kenny," he stammered, approaching her more closely, staring at the spectacular, kneeling, cum-besotted MILF in amazement. In return, Justine stared imploringly at Matt, ignoring Kenny. When that did no good, she stared at the floor, flooded with humiliation and fully aware of how turned on she was by the lewd scene. She was breathing deeply, scandalized and also excited to be seen this way in her apartment, by a gawky 18-year-old. Matthew had been correct. Among other things, she was an exhibitionist who responded to humiliation. Her nipples had clearly grown and Matthew noticed that her legs were still spread wide.
"Justine, look at Kenny and say hello."
Defiantly, she raised her head and looked at the boy.
"Hello, Kenny."
"Kenny, have a seat," Matt ordered. Awkwardly, Kenny walked to the low chair next to the sofa and sat, his knee brushing hers.
"Something to drink?"
Matt offered, thankful for any distraction, Kenny said.
"A beer, please?"
"Right away." Matt found a beer in the refrigerator and made two very strong vodkas on the rocks for Jeanette and himself. Back in the living room, they all drank, Jeanette so greedily that she finished the entire cocktail.
"Ken, how much in tips are you losing by coming all the way out here?"
Ken figured for a moment.
"Well, sir, it is Friday night, prime time. So I guess I'd be making between $100 and $200 an hour.
Jeanette, we don't want to deprive Kenny of his livelihood because of your drunken behavior, do we?" She shook her head, knowing exactly where this was going, even though Kenny was still clueless.
"But not for long."
Ken, how much does a blowjob cost these days? Kenny squirmed in his seat, his hard on growing.
I don't know, sir.
Ballpark. I guess $25 to $75, depending on the woman.
Okay, let's say $50.
Not even near $200. But a fuck would be way too much.
Have you ever spanked a girl, Kenny?
He shook his head.
Well, everybody should try it at least once.
You might really like it, especially with a hot slut like this one.
Why don't you try? A dozen hits.
Kenny nodded enthusiastically.
Still, it doesn't seem like quite enough.
Kenny, would you mind terribly if I joined in the action as well?
I guess not.
Good. Jeanette, do you have a paddle or taws? Her eyes were blazing at his brazen question.
Yes.
She acidly replied. There's a leather taws in the bedroom closet, inside a leather box on the shelf.
Good.
He threw a couple of pillows on the coffee table.
Ken, why don't you put her kneeling against the coffee table while I get the toys?
Yes, sir.
Ken said.
He turned to Jeanette.
Is that the way you tease the boys in your classes?
I know that you're a teacher.
Crawl over to the table. When she didn't move fast enough, he grabbed her short black hair and pulled. She cried out and scrambled faster. When Matt returned from the bedroom, he held a taws, which he handed to Ken. Jeanette was in position, still on the floor, her legs spread so wide that her knees touched the feet of the coffee table. She looked magnificent.
Hit her hard.
Matt advised. Ken was a natural. He struck slowly and forcefully as Jeanette wriggled in pain, growing in excitement. Her ass immediately showed long red blotches from the taws.
See how hot you're making her?
Matt asked. After a dozen strikes, he said.
Ken, now sit across the table in front of her face and let her take care of you.
Eagerly, Ken stripped, showing a 7-inch,
long but thin and bony cock.
He straddled the table and Jeanette took his prick and started blowing him. Matt kneeled behind her and fed his dick into her cunt, quickly embedding himself as she welcomed the fuck and began sucking Ken more aggressively. The teenager grabbed her ears and started face fucking. In less than 5 minutes, both guys blew their loads, leaving Jeanette sprawled on the table. The males put their clothes back together.
Ken, call yourself a taxi.
I'm staying here.
Yes, sir.
And thank you, that was the best BJ I've ever had.
He looked down at Justine's sweaty face, a thin stream of pale cum trailing off her chin. He slapped her cheek.
How should I address you?
She asked her new master groggily, barely awake.
Matthew is fine for now.
Matthew, thank you for preventing me from driving.
You'll be able to express your appreciation tomorrow.
There was silence while she imagined what form her appreciation was likely to take.
Now it's time to see Ken off.
He took her arm, pulled her up from the table, and led her over to the floor-to-ceiling living room window, pressing her nude front against the cold glass. She whined, knowing that passersby had only to glance up to see her nipples and tits thrust against the window, bulging lewdly.
Stay like this until he drives off. Do you understand?
Yes, Matthew.
Kenny had found a parking space across the street, almost directly across from Justine's apartment. He was standing next to Matt's car and lifted his eyes to look at her window, where the ravaged beauty was standing, legs spread, pressed against the glass, eyes downcast, the jizz on her mound making a big sticky splotch on the glass while his cum smeared off her chin and tits. Kenny expelled some air in excitement and admiration.
What a slut, to expose herself like that for anybody to see.
Large drops of thick cum dripped from her cunt lips to the carpet. The taxi arrived and Ken regretfully left to start work. Justine sank in a heap onto the carpet and slept. While his new sub lay passed out in the living room, Matt explored the small apartment, inspecting Angie's pink, teen bedroom and an even smaller third bedroom with room for only a twin bed, chest and armoire. It looked like a male teenager's room, but with unusual decor. The walls were filled with posters from old sexploitation and B-movies, ranging from westerns to medieval dungeons. They showed women in bondage, their big cleavages on display, fastened with chains or leather straps. An old laptop lay on the desk, covered with dust. Curious, he opened it and pressed the power button. Once it had booted, he scanned the desktop and noticed a folder called Home Movies. He opened the folder and saw several files with interesting titles. He clicked on one called Graduation Gift. There was no title sequence. The video opened with a close-up of a woman's naked chest. She appeared to be kneeling, the background blurry. Her body was beautifully lit in warm, subtle light. The top of the frame ended above her gorgeous, heavy tits, crowned by massive aureoles and nipples, all dark-hued. The woman's torso certainly looked like Justine's, although Matt couldn't be positive. The background was dark, but the audio indicated that somebody was moving around. The woman's toned arms and shoulders strained upward and slightly back, lifting her tits up and out. She grunted with the new tension, and it appeared as though her arms were being bound above her. Apparently there was some sort of shelf directly in front of and below the lens, for a few seconds later, a hand wearing a kitchen mitt set down a bowl containing a thick off-white substance.
Such a cum slut,
Matt thought. A number of clamps of different sizes and styles rested in the goo.
You can't do this. It's not right,
the woman said hoarsely. The voice sounded like Justine's. The other person just laughed.
That's the best you can do? He authorized me to do this and said we'd all watch it together the day after Thanksgiving. He also said that the four of us would be disciplining you in some new ways.
The bound beauty squirmed but had no retort. Young male hands appeared, holding a large spoon and a large black penis gag with straps. The Dom, his face still unseen, loaded the gag right in front of her face with the viscous liquid. It sure looked like semen, thick and lumpy until the gag was filled to capacity and overflowed, clumps falling onto the floor, or perhaps her thighs. As he sealed the opening, more gunk dripped off, but this time onto her cleavage. The middle of the fake cock had a series of expandable ridges, like the accordion section in a double bust that connected the two halves.
"He always has new toys and new techniques," she said.
"Yes, the new stuff is one reason why it excites you so much. There's always a challenge in how much you can do, whether it's deep throating, or cropping, or taking on all four of us at the same time."
The camera rose up until the sub's strong chin, thick lips and pretty nose were visible, but her eyes were hidden behind a black goggles, like the ones worn at tanning salons. The wide mouth and meaty, cocksucking lips reinforced Matt's belief that this must be Justine. But who was the guy, a boyfriend? A neighbor? And who were the four others he was talking about?
"Anything else to say?"
She shook her head.
"We both know you've wanted this for a long time, since I've been away at prep for college."
He held a frosted glass filled with a clear liquid to her lips, and she took several gulps. He set down the half-empty glass.
"After he congratulated me for graduating high school, he said that once college starts, he wants you to travel there and make yourself available to my three roommates."
Justine flushed and lowered her head with humiliation at this demeaning news. She wondered what his roommates would be like. Would they all get shit-faced on beer and do her all at once? Had they ever done anal? Had they ever dominated a sub before? Or in MILF? Would they be repulsed by BDSM, or awkward, or eventually get into it, or be naturals?
"I've already talked to one of them about BDSM in general. He said he doesn't have any personal experience, but he's been thinking about it, and he'd like to learn. So I sent him several videos and a couple dozen photos of you from the July 4th weekend with the family."
"Wah dash,"
she protested, her head twisting up to him, but he shoved in the gag. Her generous lips ballooned to encircle the thick device, and he strapped it into place.
"My roommate said you're unbelievably hot and that in your case, MILF means mother I'd like to flog. I thought that was clever."
He pressed a button in the base, and the gag began to move. She grunted. Matt realized that the gag was a dildo that grew from its basic length of 4 inches. When it must have reached its longest length, Justine moaned, trying to accommodate the big cock. The same white substance appeared in each corner of the woman's mouth and began inching down her chin.
"But I don't know whether my other two roommates will be into any lifestyle stuff."
"Yup, I can read your perverted mind. I don't even know if they're into anal. You may just have to blow them and fuck them. I know, vanilla is not what you want or need, but I don't make all the rules in this family."
The camera didn't linger. It moved back down to her tits. Each of the young guy's hands picked up a fearsome clamp from the tray, heavy spunk dripping from the serrated jaws. He closed each clamp at the base of a huge nipple, jism forced out from the sharp ridges and along the charcoal stalks of her nipples. The bound captive seized up, her body going rigid and emitting a muffled cry of pain. The camera sank down further, past the sub's tight belly, also covered with horizontal marks, to her shaved mound. This sub was definitely Justine. A big clit came into view, as oversized as her lewd nipples. It was surrounded by a thick, darkly colored hood. Sure enough, the labia were just as thick, long and dark like the rest of her sex parts. Suddenly a crop smacked into both inner thighs and she spread her knees widely apart, her outer lips opening. The guy removed a 2-inch labia clamp from the hot tray, pulled one of her fleshy cunt lips out and to the side, and clamped it as she jolted and hissed, repeating the process on the other side. He attached a black nylon cord to each clamp and forced the lips down about 1.5 inches, appearing to fasten the cords to something out of camera range on her thighs, such as the tops of stockings, or bands around her thighs, or perhaps eye bolts in the floor. Justine uttered a rasping sound of arousal.
"Hoo hoo hoo,"
she said breathily, trying to control the excitement she felt from the subjugation to this guy, the bondage and clamping. Matt noticed that the guy had unusually broad thumbs, just like Justine herself. The tautness on her arms slackened considerably. The guy held a black anal plug within sight of the lens, coated it thoroughly in the hot tray, and pushed on what was presumably Justine's back, bending her forward and down till her entire head first appeared and then moved completely below the frame. It was in fact Justine, due to another feature her cropped, glossy black page boy hair. She must have been resting her head against the floor so that her ass was in a convenient position to take the plug. The guy's arms appeared with the plug, jism dripping off it, and she grunted loudly as he shoved it in. He pulled the bound, clamped, gagged and plugged beauty back up by her hair and re-stretched her toned arms, her meaty lips now covered with cum from the penis gag. The camera returned to its original position, focusing on her magnificent tits, which were now sweating from the pain of the clamps. The nipples had clearly swollen in excitement. The tormentor rested a willow switch across the top of them as he prepared himself. Matt noticed faint striations covering the flesh, from a previous punishment session. Drops of cum fell from the top of the frame onto her tits. The switch was lifted away. Suddenly the movie changed into slow motion, and the switch struck both cum-smeared tits across the top with a loud
thwack,
in such force that the impacted flesh indented. Cum sprayed into the air from the impact, and the striped globes bulged outward, the flesh rippling.
"Hun!"
she uttered, an extended, low-pitched utterance. The movie changed back from slow and low to real time. The switch was lifted for another blow, revealing a dark red mark. The woman must have clenched her jaw in pain around the penis gag, because the flow of cum fell more heavily onto the inflamed tit flesh. There was another sudden switch to slow MO and the switch struck the tits on the outside and underside, the tit flesh swaying, shaking and rippling, the metal nipple clamps reflecting the light as they moved from the severe blows. After a half dozen hits, the camera sank again to her groin, where the stretched lips glistened with juices that had dripped onto her inner thighs.
the slow MO continued as the Dom whipped her cunt, drops of pussy juice flying off the swollen inner and outer lips as she came closer to coming, the inner lips a vibrant red compared to the dusky outer ones. Real time resumed when he pushed a 6-inch, accordion-sided dildo into her exposed hole, fastened it with leather straps that went through her legs and came up each side of her ass cheeks to tie around her waist. Once he turned on the dildo, the slut's hips began bucking back and forth wildly, occasionally shouting into the penis gag. Matt guessed the dildo extended to at least 9 inches. The camera raised up beyond her striped tits with their clamps swinging berserkly, to her mouth. The Dom undid the penis gag straps and extracted the fake dick, the black side streaked with white cum Justine's mouth, so stretched by the thick gag, remained open, obscenely displaying a pool of white muck, with multiple strands of thick cum sticking to her upper and bottom lips. The guy shoved his own cock between her lips, breaking the strands. She sucked the guy's thick shaft voraciously until he pulled off the fore nipple and labia clamps. She climaxed, shouting unintelligibly, her head snapping around, her torso bucking as big bubbles of cum formed at the entrance to her mouth. He grabbed her ears and face-fucked her to finish himself off, pounding into her big mouth. The load he dumped in and on her was huge. He shot as much into her mouth as it would hold. When it was fully loaded, she pulled back and broke off his hold from her ears, her cheeks bulging like a sluttish squirrel. He dumped the rest of his load all over her face, including her eyes, though they were covered by the mask. The pumping lasted seemingly forever, obscuring the dark eyebrows and obliterating her nose and cheeks with spurt after punishing spurt. He ripped off the eye mask, exposing Justine's beautiful thick eyebrows and gorgeous hazel eyes, the only part of her face not drenched in hot spunk. Bending over, he turned off the pussy dildo and anal plug, but left them embedded. For a final act, he opened the plug at the base of the penis gag. Justine tilted her head forward, opened her mouth slightly and ever so carefully let a thickening stream of hot gunk flow down into the fake cock's reservoir. When it was finally finished, he leaned into the frame for the first time. Matt was startled to see that he was a teenager who resembled Justine. He was good-looking, with fine pale skin, jet black, straight shiny hair and a smirking expression. Not gently, he slapped each of her sore, marked tits.
"Well, mother? Was your cum big enough?"
With an effort, she raised her exhausted, cum-drenched face and looked at him.
"Thank you, son. And congratulations on your graduation, Justin. Thanks for this graduation gift. And I think Granddad's going to give me a car before college starts. He wouldn't wait months till Thanksgiving to give me my graduation present. How nice,"
she mumbled. Her head sank and shoulders went slack. She appeared to be semi-conscious. The only sounds were the loud sucking noises when her depraved boy pulled the toys from her ravaged pussy and ass. He then dragged his deflating cock back and forth across the top of her head, cleaning off the streaks of residual cum on his shaft by leaving them in her short black hair. The video then held on her for several seconds, reveling in the subjugated, suspended mother's cum-drenched hair, face and chest, her slack mouth open, fresh sponge dripping from her hair and face in a half dozen places. The screen froze on the lurid image. Matt was stunned, never having anticipated that this incredible SM slut was subservient to her own son, servicing him in this debased way. Where was this sadistic son? Apparently, he was away at college. Who taught him to be such a ruthless and debauched master? His own family? And did he also dominate and fuck his slutty teen sister? Angie had mentioned him only once, fleetingly. Matt picked up the laptop, walked into Justine's bedroom and set it down on her makeup table. He went to the machine's desktop, inserted a flash drive from his pants pocket, copied a file titled Mastering Mother, and dropped the flash drive back into his pants. He then returned to graduation gift, reversed the footage a bit and paused at the final image of the bound, cum-splattered Justine, purposely leaving the laptop open, so that Justine would be resoundingly humiliated, and no doubt excited, by his taboo discovery and the degrading image of her. Matt walked to the living room, where he looked at her incredible body in a new way. He was so hard from the movie that he kneeled on the coffee table, directly above her body, and wanked himself, moaning more and more loudly till her eyes fluttered open, just as he sprayed her down from head to pussy, gobs of cum rolling off her brows, nose, chin and tits onto the black carpet. Then he grinned at his new slut and her slimy nude form, and walked out. When Matt walked quietly into his house, without turning on any lights, he went to the foot of the stairs, where he heard the sounds of whipping and screams. He immediately got hard. Upstairs, the door to his daughter's bedroom was open a foot, so he peeked in without knocking. One of the flagellation scenes in the story of O was playing on the TV. Jeanette, wearing a thin, sweat-drenched nightie, was standing, bent over, in front of the TV, cord in hand, breathing heavily from her exertions. Angie was nude, kneeling at the foot of the bed, her head on the mattress, her ass upturned, her lovely back was crossed with fresh stripes. He and Jeanette exchanged glances. He whispered,
"Jeanette, come down to my office. I'm in the middle of a punishment here, Daddy."
Wrong answer. He strode into the room, stood in front of Jeanette, facing her directly. She could see his hard-on pressing against his zipper and gloated about how excited she made him. He yanked the switch out of his daughter's hand, pulled her wrists behind her, held them there and pulled them down, forcing her knees into his thighs. Her bouncy teen tits, completely visible beneath the sweat-soaked gauzy nightie, were now offered up to him as perfect targets. He struck a half dozen blows on the defiant but defenseless big mounds. Jeanette yelped in pain throughout. Satisfied, he released her wrists.
"Okay, Daddy, I'm sorry."
The apologetic girl rubbed her sore tits.
"I'll be down right away."
Jeanette fastened Angie's wrists to a cord attached to the top of the four-poster frame and pulled till Angie was suitably stretched upward.
She tweaked her friend's stiff nipples, added a spreader bar between the docile girl's knees so her vulva opened, and stroked one finger then two, followed by three up and down her pretty best friend's wet slit. When Jeanette held up a heavy double chain with multiple clamps, Angie groaned. Jeanette tightened the first two clamps on her roommate's turgid nipples and tugged down until the third clamp reached the girl's clit hood. She thrust the dildo up the bound girl's cunt, and, as a final touch, struck the besieged nipples and clit with the quirt. Afraid to be late for the meeting with her father, she reluctantly left after turning off the TV. In Matt's office, Jeanette eagerly asked what had happened with Angie's mother. Matt showed her. With Jeanette sitting on his lap, he began talking to his daughter as if she was Justine. Jeanette, who loved role-playing, immediately fell into the role of her friend's horny sexbot mother at the bar lounge. Matt squeezed, pulled and twisted his hot girl's already aroused nipples. Then he stood, cleared off his desktop, pushed his daughter roughly across the surface, and pumped two fingers into the young slut's clean-shaven cunt until she came, humping her young hips hard against his hand as he shot one white wad after another onto her well-tanned ass cheeks and into the small of her back. Dutifully, she reached behind her back and scooped up a handful, slowly licking the thick gunk off her palm and swallowing, repeating the process till she couldn't get any more.
Chapter 06.
On Friday at 12:30 p.m., the doorbell rang. The girls were outside at the pool, so Matt answered. Justine was both impressed and intimidated by the fancy neighborhood, one of the best in town. Standing on the portico, she looked magnificent, although understandably anxious. She wore a thin, virtually see-through, beige summer dress, with a white crocheted sweater covering her bodice. However, the knit on the sweater was so large that there were large gaps between the thick cotton. Opening the door, Matt could easily see her nipples. "I know I'm late again," she blurted, her large eyes searching his to gauge how angry he might be. "I almost didn't come. And I accept that you'll punish me for being late," she added placatingly. "Quite late," he added. He wasn't angry. On the contrary, he was secretly pleased that she was late. Now that he knew her submissive nature and her tolerance for humiliation and bondage, she was even more erotic than the first two times he'd seen her. "Do you accept having your tits whipped?" Shocked by his asking such a degrading question while she stood on his doorstep, completely visible from the street, where any passerby could have heard him, she closed her eyes from humiliation, swayed slightly and nodded. "Yes, sir, I understand that you'll be hurting my tits." "Good. Now show them to me." Her eyes widened in shock and she twisted her neck around, first to the left and then the right, but there were no pedestrians visible. Her pussy spasmed at the immediate obedience and exhibitionism that Matt was demanding. He knew that of the two houses visible from his stoop, one family was at a softball game and the other was away on summer vacation. Besides, he lived on a cul-de-sac with barely any traffic, although many visitors never noticed the sign. "No through traffic," since it was largely obscured by an overgrown bush. "Are you going to delay showing your tits for as long as you dawdled about coming here?" "No, sir." Jeanette undid her sweater and blouse and spread it open, exposing tits that were resting on a slutty one-quarter bra. "Nice. And do you deserve having your pussy whipped? If you think so, Matthew, then yes, please whip my pussy. Then pull up your dress and tuck it into your belt."
She looked around again, much more humiliated by the prospect of this greater public exposure, raised the hem and tucked it into her thin white belt, showing white stockings, a matching garter belt, and transparent panties. She swooned, realizing how she was standing exposed like a slut, where anyone could see her, her ass cheeks fully visible to the neighbors.
"Come in." She stepped inside, a whiff of sultry perfume passing by him. The house was large and impressively decorated.
"Cover yourself."
She covered her tits, lowered her skirt and glanced around.
"Your home is beautiful. Where are the girls?"
"At the pool. We're quite alone in here."
"Did you bring your laptop?"
"Yes, sir, it's in my handbag."
They walked into the sunroom that faced the pool.
"Drink?"
"Yes, please," she said nervously.
She swallowed her iced vodka eagerly, watching the girls who were in the water at the far side of the pool, laughing and teasing each other. Jeanette, who knew that Justine had arrived and that her father would take the MILF to the sunroom, climbed out of the pool, using the ladder at the left side. Once Jeanette was standing at the edge of the pool, she turned to face Angie, who was still in the water, and held out a hand to help. But when Angie started climbing out, Jeanette's other hand moved quickly and there was a glint of metal. Justine realized that Jeanette had cuffed Angie's wrist to the metal handrail. Jeanette quickly followed with the other wrist. Justine was shocked at the bondage and excited by how abbreviated were their matching bikinis. Absorbed by the spectacle occurring in front of her eyes, Justine unconsciously took another slug of her cocktail. The girls were in profile to Justine's perspective from the sunroom.
Angie was now kneeling on the top rung of the ladder, her face at the height of Jeanette's groin.
Justine gasped.
At this distance, she could just barely perceive that Angie's back was faintly striped with horizontal marks, as were her thighs, as was her ass, barely covered by the tiny bikini bottom.
Justine turned to Matt. He shrugged. "Those marks didn't come from me, they were applied by Jeanette." Justine turned back to the pool and now saw that the front of Jeanette's thighs were also striped. By now her bikini bottom lay on the patio, while her hands forced Angie's head into her bare pussy. Justine sat down, stunned and outraged, but obviously excited. In a matter of moments, she discovered that her daughter had submitted to BND and was servicing her best girlfriend. Jeanette moaned as Angie's licking and sucking brought her off, thrashing her head violently in orgasm as her hips ground into her friend's mouth. He turned to the excited, flushed mother, a skein of perspiration coating her lovely skin.
"Why don't you take a swim?"
"Oh, that's okay.
I actually forgot to bring a suit. Just ask Jeanette for a suit, he said firmly. He was not one to be easily put off. There are extras at the cabana. Reluctantly, Justine arose and went to the pool, where the girls were now lying on chaises, acting as if Angie hadn't been cuffed and sucking Jeanette's pussy only a few minutes earlier. Jeanette and Justine exchanged hellos, Justine cringing with shame and Jeanette grinning, both of course remembering the scene of clamping bondage, whipping and fucking on the coffee table in the sub-mother's living room. Inside the cabana, Jeanette rummaged around the pile of pillows and bathing suits, handing the submissive mother a skimpy bikini. Justine examined the two pieces. These are a size too small for me. Sorry, that's the closest size we have. Jeanette lied, eagerly anticipating the events of the day that she'd planned with her father. Oh, okay. Sorry again, but the cabana door doesn't close. Daddy's having it fixed. Well, I guess I'll just change in the house. No. Jeanette countered firmly, suppressing a grin. Just change here. It's just us girls. Angie hid her smirk behind a magazine. Of course, Matt was staring from a shadowed place inside the house. Justine, feeling mortified but defenseless, turned her back to them and peeled off the light sweater with relief but reluctantly pulled the thin, mocha-colored dress off, slowly showing them her expensive beige stockings, matching garter belt, abbreviated panties and slutty bra. Even at a distance, Matt could see marks on her upper thighs. Jeanette was amazed that the gullible mother was stripping in front of them. Your marks are showing nicely, she said brazenly. Angie giggled. The obedient MILF unclipped the garter belt, turned to face her observers and sat in a chair, rolling down the stockings from her long legs. As she bent down, Matt could see the fading stripes on her pendulous tits. It was obvious to him and the girls that her striking nipples had begun to stiffen. The humiliated teacher unclipped her lacy shelf bra, her hefty tits hanging in the hot sun. Rather than put on the bikini top, she lifted her hips and dragged the panties down and off her legs. Without thinking, due to years of strict training, she slid to the edge of the sheet and unconsciously opened her legs all the way till her ankles were positioned at the chair legs, opening up her groin for all of her onlookers, the dark-skinned, thick labia parting to reveal the glistening inner lips. Matt smiled at the striations across her belly and mound. Justine struggled to close the front hook between the bikini cups. At least they covered all of her aureoles and nipples. The panties were so small that the waist clung humiliatingly low on her hips, pressing into her lips, wetting instantly. But at least, as she rationalized to herself, the fabric completely covered her vulva. Her thick lips compressed in a sexy pout of displeasure, resentful for being made to expose herself, yet excited by her debauched nudity. You look great, Jeanette said, practically drooling. Yeah, Mom, you look hot, Angie added. Well, I sure feel hot. Justine joked and went into the pool, relieved to no longer be on display and grateful for the cooling water. The girls went into the house to finish the prep for lunch. After a few minutes, Jeanette opened the rear door and called. Lunch is on the table. Oh, I need to change before lunch, Justine protested. Nope, Daddy said to come directly as you are. Angie and I are in our swimsuits just like you. Matt and the girls ogled the sultry beauty as she slowly climbed out of the pool, the water falling off her tanned and toned, magnificent body. With her Mediterranean complexion, dark hair, pretty eyes and lush body, Justine looked as breathtaking as Sophia Loren in that famous movie sequence where she emerges from the water. Justine felt as though she was being ogled, but couldn't actually see the others. She was aware that they tricked her. Although the bikini covered her privates, the water had made the thin material totally transparent. At least she'd shaved her pussy that morning. Inside the house, she asked Angie for a bathrobe. Mom, we've all been waiting for you. Her daughter answered impatiently. Lunch is on the table. Suitably admonished, Justine trudged to the dining room, where they all sat. Justine realized that since they were having salad, they tricked her again. There was no urgency to sitting down for a cold lunch, but here she was, her tits blatantly exposed beneath the wet bikini. The girls' bikinis had dried while they were preparing lunch. Matt smiled at the shamed beauty, her aroused nipples plain for all to see, her appearance more vulgar, more mortifying in the sodden bikini than if she'd been nude. He raised his glass of sparkling wine. To Justine's first visit. He and Justine drank, the girls openly titillated by the MILF's slutty docility. Justine swallowed half her glass to calm her nerves, her jutting nipples betraying her rising excitement. Matt toasted the girls' largely improved school marks and Justine finished her glass of wine. As discussed before Justine's arrival, Angie promptly refilled her mother's glass. Their salads were delicious. Justine toyed with hers, too edgy to eat much. Daddy, what are we doing after lunch? Jeanette asked innocently, following the script. You two are going to be punished, Matt replied. By you? He eyed their guest. No, by Justine. Oh. Jeanette wondered how hard Justine would hurt her in retaliation, considering the abuse that Jeanette had inflicted on Justine at the MILF's apartment. Would the lewd hottie be as firm a dom as she was a docile sub? And afterward? Jeanette asked. After you and Angie have displayed remorse, you girls will have to make Justine realize that being an hour late this morning, inconveniencing me and delaying our lunch, is impermissible. She didn't even have the courtesy to call. Oh goody. Angie blurted, gleeful that her mother would also be penalized for an infraction, trying to think of what she and her best friend could do to punish Justine that would be different from what she'd done to her mother in their apartment, while Justine was bound to the coffee table. Justine, trying to hide her growing arousal, kept her eyes focused on her plate. She couldn't help wondering whether she would be spanking the girls, since she was unaware of the house rule. Spanking is for kids only. After the binding, clamping, plugging, cropping,
fucking and face-fucking that Jeanette had done to her in the living room of her own apartment, she eagerly anticipated administering punishment to the young dominatrix. But Justine couldn't possibly imagine the decadent scenario that Matt had planned for her. Once the plates were cleared, Matt told the girls to go to the den and prepare for their punishment. The moment the girls left the dining room, he informed Justine that they would both be administering the discipline, she to her daughter and him to his. Justine flushed but knew better than to object and swallowed more sparkling wine. Matt also instructed her to change from the wet bikini back into her lingerie and to finish her third glass of sparkling wine, prepping her to loosen up enough to punish Angie. He left the dining room while Justine, already in a heightened state of eroticism, walked outside and changed back into her shelf bra, panties, garter belt, and stockings. She was thrilled at the idea of punishing Jeanette, who not only thoroughly controlled and abused her at her apartment in broad daylight, the girl had also shamed her best friend's mother at poolside. When Matt entered the den, the girls had already stripped and cuffed themselves to the bar hanging from the ceiling in front of the fireplace. They faced each other, ankles attached to the ends of the same spreader bar at their feet, the summer light highlighting their gleaming skin. Matt clipped the chain belts around their waists to each other, fastened mini clothespins to their nipples and hooked the mini clothespins together, forcing their tits into each other. They moaned with pain and desire. He selected a double dildo from the coffee table drawer and inserted the entirety of the 6-inch lengths into each of their pussies. Finally, he strapped a leather belt around both their heads, pushing their mouths together. Justine entered, carrying a fourth glass of wine to steel her nerves. She stopped in her tracks, not knowing that the girls would be naked or that they would be positioned against each other. Her hardened nipples heaved with excitement in the warm light. The girls were bound so tightly together that Justine could see the clamps on their nubile nipples but not the double dildo embedded in their clean-shaven cunts. The alluring 36-year-old was both aroused and shocked by the girls' postures. Their arms were pulled so high that their feet were practically suspended. Matt handed her one flogger and picked up another. To begin, 12 strokes to her buttocks. He decided. Angie looked at Justine imploringly but knew not to speak. Justine ran her hands over the faint marks running across her shapely, bound and clamped daughter's back, buttocks and thighs. As she traced the stripes, Justine saw that Angie's hips were twisting and pushing back and forth, as were Jeanette's. Justine peered around Angie's hip and saw that both girls were humping a double dildo. Her excitement flooded her cunt with the unexpected discovery. Years of frustration at raising a daughter single-handedly were pent up and ready to be unleashed. Plus, Angie was shamelessly fucking a dildo and her best friend, another shameless slut. So Justine thrashed her daughter's swinging body while Matt marked Jeanette's, the two girls flinching, jerking and twisting from the double onslaught. Naturally, each time they jerked, their clamped nipples were pulled and twisted, mixed with the increasing pleasure from the double dildo. Soon they were coming, tongues in each other's mouths as they cried in pain and orgasm. Once the girls had stopped bucking, grinding and groaning, Matt unclasped the clothespins, unhooked the waist cinch and extracted the drenched double dildo. Justine was surprised to see the size of the fat, glistening member emerging from the girls' sweaty mounds, pussy juices dripping onto the floor. Matt untethered the ankle and wrist cuffs from the floor and ceiling spreader bars. The teen bondage sluts collapsed in a heap on the carpet, sprawling blatantly across each other, legs flagrantly splayed open, thighs streaked with shiny juices. Matt informed Justine, who was drenched in sweat and supremely turned on, that it was now her turn. She simply nodded her head, deeply humiliated to be proceeding in front of her daughter. "Spread your legs and hands behind your head," he ordered. She responded slowly, cringing with humiliation in front of the girls. The 34-year-old's daily workouts clearly showed. The spectacular 34C tits were capped by large dark areola, but it was the astounding nipples and thick, long pussy lips that made him stare every time they were exposed. So dark they looked almost black. Her nipples, clit and labia were the thickest and longest he'd ever seen. The obscenely jutting nipples already extended over a full inch, even before they were stretched, clamped, and weighted. The labia were similar, not just extraordinarily thick, but elongated, glistening with moisture, begging to be severely stretched, clamped, chained and heavily weighted. Like her nipples, her clit was similarly overlarge, over an inch in length and surprisingly thick, projecting way beyond the thick dusky folds of the clit hood. Because of his sub's slow response, Matt slapped Justine's big, beautiful, exposed tits a dozen times until she called out, begging him to stop and promising to obey his instructions more promptly, the heavy tit flesh becoming blotchy and reddened. He'd never seen anything like her for endurance. "Now put your arms in front of you." She extended her hands in front of her for the cuffs, her big mouth and thick lips pouting. Matt applied the bonds, raised her arms and tied them to the hanging bar. By now the girls had roused themselves, stood and were drinking water, rubbing their sore nipples and excitedly watching Justine to learn how an experienced sub-slut would act. Severely stretched in her white lacy lingerie, her calves, thighs and arms taut, perspiration oiling her skin, a streak of pussy juice snaking down a thigh, Justine looked magnificent. Angie stared excitedly at her mother, eager to apply another round of payback for her recent bondage and cropping, as well as years of parental control and punishment. Matt tied off her mother's ankles widely till her lower lips parted, greased a small 4-inch anal dildo and pushed it smoothly all the way into her dark rosebud while Angie, at Matt's direction, wrapped rough strips of black leather so tightly around the bases of her mother's pendulous tits, sore from Matt's slapping, that Justine moaned. Matt handed Angie a thick wooden dowel wrapped in soft leather, and she pushed the mouth gag inside her mother's thick lips. Despite the degraded pose of being nude and bound with an anal dildo embedded in her ass and undergoing discipline from her teen daughter, he could tell how deliriously excited Justine was.
Matt was concerned about the damage Angie would likely inflict on her mother, so he limited the student to a couple of dozen strokes of a simple, relatively harmless toss to Justine's back, ass and thighs. While he chose to whip the teacher's luscious front with a quirt, Matt started by striking Justine's flat belly while Angie mercilessly attacked her helpless mother's back, the angry teen's strokes faster and harder than Matt's. Between her father's whippings, Jeanette cruelly pulled and twisted Justine's fat nipples. When Matt started to mark the heavily hanging tits, inflicting lurid stripes an inch apart, Jeanette kneeled to pinch, pull and spank Justine's labia and clit till they were as swollen and inflamed as her ravaged, sweat-stained tits. As soon as the shuddering tits were covered with bruise marks, Matt rammed a 6-inch vibrator, set on high, up his MILF sub sopping cunt, held the quirt between her legs and struck it upwards into the long pussy lips and oversized clit, amplifying the warm-up slaps that Jeanette had inflicted with her bare hand on the swollen, hairless mons. Meanwhile, Angie was pumping the dildo in and out of her mother's ass while still whacking the taws into the gorgeous cheeks. Justine, never before suffering subjugation like this, dominated by two girls, one of them her own daughter, and a guy, and undergoing virtually simultaneous punishment to her tits, clit, pussy and asshole, shook in a series of mind-bending spasms, mewling a string of guttural, lewd obscenities through her spread lips, bulging around the mouth gag, as her pelvis swung wildly in orgasm. Once she'd slowed down and sagged in her suspension, Matt extracted the anal dildo and untied her wrists from their strained posture. The masochistic mother sank down on her knees, her ankles still trapped to the spreader bar. Matt unzipped and shoved his cock into her mouth, fucking her face. Since Justine's pixie haircut was so short and her sweat slick and hair hard to grasp, he controlled her head movements by twisting and turning her massive nipples. Obeying Matt's instructions, Angie grabbed the double dildo, lay on the carpet, slid on her back between her mother's thighs, forced one end of the dildo into her mother's cunt, raised her own hips and inserted the other shaft into herself. Furiously fucking the kneeling mother while Jeanette took the taws and struck the teacher's swaying tits, heedless that they were already striped and swollen from the quirt. Justine went wild with humiliation when she realized her own daughter was fucking her with a huge dildo, while she was being face-fucked and having her tits whipped. But that only seemed to increase her excitement. Matt wasn't surprised that, even after being soundly cropped front and rear, while her tits were being abused and she was being brutally fucked with a 6-inch dildo, Justine was by far the best cocksucker he'd ever had. Soon he pulled out and spewed a gigantic load, mammoth even for him, onto her hair, face and tits. Thick lines of spunk crisscrossed the black hair, dark brows, cheeks, nose and chin. That did it. The submissive beauty climaxed in a long cum, frightening in its intensity, writhing and twisting as her daughter hung on, following her mother's lead and coming from the direct cunt connection between her mother's shaved gaping hole and her own, the double dildo. As she climaxed, Angie pictured her mother's pussy juices flowing down the double dildo, seeping between her stretched pussy lips and infiltrating her flooding own cunt. Justine sank onto the floor and the double dildo slid out of her and Angie's cunts. They all lay there exhausted. After a while the cum-drenched mother opened her eyes and looked around the debauched scene till her eyes met Matt's. Tomorrow you'll be punished more severely. More severely? She croaked hoarsely, incredulously. Today was just a warm-up. He opened a cabinet drawer and laid a nipple-stretching device, a large butt plug, two pairs of heavy cloverleaf clamps, a 4-inch penis gag with harness and a metal breast press on the coffee table. Justine, dreading the sight of so many implements, couldn't tear her eyes away from them. She noted that the penis gag had a plug in the base, so it must have a reservoir inside for Matt's cum, like the new one at her apartment that Jeanette and Angie had used on her. She was particularly fascinated with the severe-looking breast press and the nipple stretcher. She'd worn a breast press before, but it was a simple, crude wood device, not the imposing heavy metal object with nipple stretchers that she now saw. She sank back to the floor and passed out. Chapter 07. A few months later, Thanksgiving arrived. Justine was kneeling in the entrance to the luxury suite her father, Claude, had reserved at the best hotel in town. She wore a new, expensive but slutty lingerie ensemble, a gift from her father, and a high, traditional black leather slave collar. Her panties left most of her ass exposed. Accompanying her father were her younger brother, Martin, and her son, Justin, visiting from boarding school. The two men and the boy had not seen the mother and daughter for months. All of them had come from a considerable distance. Over the last few weeks, Matt had slowly extracted a detailed history of Justine's extensive relationship as a slave to the men in her immediate family, including her son, who was a year older than Angela. To overcome Justine's refusal to come forth, Matt had resorted to severe bondage, clamping, stretching, weights, plugging and whipping to get her to confess her debauched family history. Inside the suite, Angie kneeled next to her mother in the same submissive posture, wearing an equally expensive yet slutty new outfit from her grandfather. Justine and Matt had spent weeks preparing the girl for her first sessions with her three demanding relatives. The high school senior was both eager and apprehensive. Claude was a handsome, barrel-chested man of 53 whose hair was graying at the sides of his head. Martin, at 24, was 12 years younger than his sister Justine, looking more like a son than the brother that he was. Although Justin, Justine's son, was 1 year older than his 18-year-old sister Angelina, he actually looked a couple of years younger than she did. Claude walked right up to his daughter, stopping only when his groin was inches from Justine's face. "Hello, father," she said respectfully. Unbidden, she stripped off her blouse but not her quarter bra, knowing how her father liked to see her tits lying exposed on top of black lingerie. He smiled and stroked her glossy, short hair, his crotch bulging,
rubbing his thick thumb over her meaty lips, admiring the whip marks on her tits, thighs, back, and ass.
I see that you've been well used, he said, tracing his thumb over the livid stripes on her tits. His name is Matthew?
Yes, father.
Martin was almost as assertive as his father, standing uncomfortably close to Angela, his noble young niece, and leering at the slutty teen. Justin lingered further back, respecting his grandfather and uncle, staring hungrily at his willing sister and aroused mother.
Shall we have drinks?
Martin suggested. The women served cocktails in the living room. Claude and Martin had already received lengthy emails and multiple photos from Matt about the degree of Justine's servitude and the progress of Angelina's training. His descriptions included the most debased and debauched details. Now Justine drank heavily, visibly nervous by the presence of her male relatives, and stood in front of her father. She assumed there would be the usual pecking order, servicing the patriarch, her father first, brother next, and son last. She felt most degraded by performing in front of her son and daughter, but she also felt most excited about being used by her son, especially if he abused and fucked her in front of the others. Of the four men, his cock was the largest, and he had the most stamina, and even at his young age, was already the cruelest and most inventive. Her father still produced big loads of cum, even in his 50s, but Justin's discharges were way longer, heavier, thicker and sweeter, less salty. She was ashamed to be eagerly anticipating the discipline they would be giving to her rebellious and haughty daughter. Despite Justine's shame with herself, she couldn't help hoping that the men would tell her to clamp Angie's tauntingly fat nipples, then order Justine to whip Angie's firm tits and young pussy, then let the eager mother fuck her daughter's pussy and ass with a fat strap-on. Claude moved one hand over the thick welts on the front and insides of his daughter's thighs, while poking and prodding at her cunt lips, visibly bulging and already glistening wet beneath the tight confines of her sheer panties. Martin stood and ordered Angie to stand at the side of his chair and bend over it, her hands propped on the opposite armrest. Martin was pleased to see her spread her legs as widely as possible without being asked. He undid Angie's blouse and opened the bra catch between her tits, releasing the hanging mounds, so well developed for an 18-year-old. He added dauntingly severe clamps and an imposing chain to the big-tit girl. As her nipples and tits were dragged downward, she struggled with the pain but was well-trained enough to refrain from crying out. Justine leaned backward so her damp mons was thrust directly into her perverted father's craggy face.
Yes, the lips appear longer.
Well done,
Claude said, gloating as he stroked his daughter's bulging, wet labia. Martin slapped Angie's nubile breasts in order to swell her nipples. She grimaced as the weighty clamps and thick chains swung wildly under the impact. After the slapping, Angie straightened up and undid Martin's pants, keeping her eyes lowered. Martin rucked the teen girl's skirt up to her waist. Claude opened the briefcase at his feet and extracted four serious-looking clamps and thick chains that were more intense than any he'd ever inflicted on Justine. They were heavier than the chain now attached to his granddaughter. He watched Justine's eyes grow upon seeing the formidable size of the hardware. Claude applied the heavy, nasty clamps with thick metal chains to Justine's heavily swaying tits. It was more weight than she'd ever imagined taking, and her thick nipples stretched down more than ever. She groaned but did not change her position. Meanwhile, the slurping sounds of Angie, on her knees eagerly blowing her uncle, were augmented by his moans. Martin moaned as his niece's sucking became louder.
Soon she'll be as good as her mother.
Claude attached more huge clamps to Justine's slippery lower lips, the imprisoned labia stretching unmercifully. She gasped in pain and gritted her teeth but did not break her posture. Claude was proud at her discipline. He smiled at the expression in her eyes, for he could see pain mixed with the special excitement of a thrilling new humiliation she'd never before experienced. He nodded and Justine got on her knees. Angie had started to deep-throat her uncle's dick and was sucking and slurping noisily. Claude called to his grandson.
Justin, get that flogger and go back and forth between your sister and mother.
He saw Angie's eyes widen when she heard she was soon to be flogged by her own brother. The teen boy picked a long flogger out of a suitcase devoted to bondage gear. The flogger was not leather, but a thin willow branch which had been cut into thin strips. Justin was excited by the sordid scene. For the first time, he'd be able to whip his bratty sister and hot slut of a MILF simultaneously. He kicked Angie's legs further apart until her labia could clearly be seen. Without needing to take any practice swipes to determine the requisite force, Justin struck Angie's back, hard. She moaned into her uncle's cock as a mottled pattern appeared on her back, the beautiful young skin now shining with sweat. Justin proceeded to strike her thighs and ass, the multiple strands making an ominous hiss as they arced through the air and hit home. Angie leaned her head back and off Martin's thick dick to take a moment and adjust to the whipping. Martin looked down to see several strands of precum and saliva hanging between his cock and his niece's greasy lips. After a few seconds, he decided her rest period was over. From the corner of her eye, Justine saw that Martin was now face-fucking her daughter. Claude told Justin to switch from his sister to his mother. The teenager, flushed and sweating, pivoted on one foot, roughly shoved Justine's knees wider and began striking his shameless mother in the same order, back, thighs, and ass. Every time his slut mother tried to diddle her clit, he'd flog it. Claude took out his short but extremely thick cock, the widest that any of them had ever seen. His daughter had had plenty of practice sucking the stubby rod, for her thick lips and wide mouth easily took in the chubby member. Mother and daughter, both in considerable pain from Justin's expert flogging and their assorted clamps, nonetheless gave expert blowjobs, clearly loving to suck cock and swallow cum. Martin's dick was also wide in girth and short in length, but not so extreme as his father's. Martin soon pulled his niece's sore, saliva-drenched mouth off him. She jacked him several times till he erupted onto her young face, spurting long, thick shots.
When Claude saw his granddaughter's face and big tit chest dripping rivulets of cum, he ordered his daughter into position. Justine scrambled onto her back, her long legs sprawled widely on the arms of the chair, holding her mouth wide open and pulling her dark outer labia out and away from her pussy, exposing the lurid wet redness inside. Her father spewed a long series of shots onto Justine's face, far more than the quantity typical of a horny teenager, let alone a man well into his 50s. Then Claude pointed his thick cock downward and aimed for Justine's slit, long bursts splashing inside her inner labia and quickly overflowing up to her belly, and down her perineum to her dark bud. The moment that Claude finished erupting, he grabbed a black dildo and shoved it through Justine's waiting pool of fresh hot cum and into her cunt. The black invader forced most of Claude's thick spunk into Justine's cunt, and she came immediately. Her first climax of the day. So much cum had flowed down to her dusky anus that Claude yelled at her to spread her ass cheeks. Dazed from her climax but well-trained, she opened her puckered ring. Claude pulled the dildo out of her sucking cunt and rammed it into her ass. Justine shook and rolled in a second orgasm, her long legs kicking and jerking on the chair arms while streams of Martin's spunk ran off Angie's face onto her heaving, chain tits. Justin, resentful about always taking a backseat to his uncle and grandfather, immediately began a furious whipping of his mother's tits, belly and cunt. This depraved assault by her son, in front of all her family, had been what she truly craved. Quickly, Justine screamed in orgasm from her son's flogging. The boy looked at his grandfather pleadingly, and Claude nodded his head. Justin dropped the flogger, undid his pants, and shoved his big prick into his mother's cunt, feeling the fat dildo embedded in her ass. Justine cried out at this latest shame but quickly got off as her son expertly fucked her, one of his hands abusing her turgid, cum-covered clit while her father leaned over, manhandling her tits and abusing her nipples with one hand while he pistoned and twisted the anal dildo with his other. Soon mother and son came, the first spurts filling Justine's cunt with long loads of teen spunk, till he pulled out and did another long half-dozen spurts over her mound, belly and tits. They all needed a few minutes to recover. "Let's have lunch," Claude grunted. He and Martin walked over to the lunch spread that had been ordered from room service, leaving the two sluts lying on the living room floor. A few minutes later, Justin, a hand clasped around Justine's and Angie's biceps, walked the cum-covered incest sluts over to the lunch service. The freshly fucked woman and cock-sucking girl had not been permitted to clean up at all, so their appearance was debased in the extreme. Except for her dazed eyes, Justine's face was obliterated by fresh spunk that had dribbled down her neck and sweaty front. She walked haltingly, every step obviously painful and accompanied by the deep clanking sounds of the dual chains. Angie, who was topless, looked none the better. Although her face was slightly cleaner, her big tits and their clamps were coated with so much jism that it covered a foot of the swaying tit chains. When they saw the chairs, positioned next to each other, Justine reddened with humiliation and Angie blanched with fear. Fastened to the seats of both chairs were freshly greased double dildos, so heavily lubed that the grease was dripping down the sides. Angie had never taken one of those devices in both holes, especially not one so large. It was no consolation that Justine's device was even longer and thicker. Justin positioned Angie in front of her chair and pushed down on her sticky shoulders, forcing the double dildo into his sister's cunt and ass. The girl shrieked as the shafts drilled into her. Justine needed no impetus. She sank down and sighed as the cocks worked their way into her dripping cunt and accepting ass, only recently plumbed by, respectively, her son's cock and the big dildo. This time, Martin did the honors. He applied a nasty-looking quirk to the mother's and daughter's side-by-side tits, motivating the two submissives to fuck themselves on the double dildos. The quirk slammed into their nipple clamps and chains. Justine lifted up her greasy tits, a pose that she knew excited her brother. Angie howled and began pumping like a madwoman to escape the quirk's stings as quickly as possible, her thigh muscles bulging with effort. Livid stripes grew on their sweating tits. Mother and daughter came at about the same time, slumping in their chairs from their frenzied efforts. Claude congratulated his son on doing a good job with the quirk. Except for Justin, the men adjourned to their bedrooms, leaving the well-used females to pull themselves off the dildos and clean up. But Justin, the youngest and most insatiable, wanted more. He pulled his mother and sister back into the living room, ordered his sister to wear an 8-inch strap-on, and told her to lie on the coffee table on her back. He also made some preparation regarding implements for the session, setting out two quirts and other items. Justin positioned his mother on top of her daughter and stood behind her, his cock pressing against her butthole. He pulled back on her head and poured some of his uncle's and grandfather's combined cum onto her forehead, releasing it. As soon as Justine's head returned to a normal position, the mound of thick spunk slid down her sweaty forehead onto the bridge of her nose, dripping off and dropping into her cleavage. Some of it splattered onto Angie's mons. Justin placed the quirt in Angie's hand. "Do her tits and nipples," he said, and pushed down on his mother's hips until Angie's big strap-on was embedded in Justine's cunt. The depraved mother groaned in ecstasy. Angie pulled her mother's heavy nipple chains and twisted and bent the nipple clamps with one hand, while she struck the sensitive undersides of Justine's heavy tits with her other hand, her mother's passion growing by the minute. Justin rammed his freshly lubed cock into his mother's tight asshole, feeling his sister's strap-on at work, while slapping the sides and fronts of Justine's swaying, sweating tits with the quirt in his right hand. With his other hand, he pulled, twisted, crushed and spanked her throbbing big clit. Justine was crazed with the debased excitement of being DP'd simultaneously by her son and daughter, something she'd fantasized about for months. She moaned continuously in an ecstatic haze of subspace. She felt herself watching the degenerate tableaus of tit, clit, and nipple abuse like a fly on the wall,
as her kids pumped the two big shafts into her holes unmercifully. Both of her kids called her degrading names, humiliating her as the slutty bad mother who let her own progeny fuck and abuse her. Every time that Justin rammed into Justine, her groin pistoned forward, affording a better angle of her mons for Justin to harshly smack her clit. As her hips shot forward, her upper torso jerked backward, pulling fiercely on the nipple chains that Angie held tautly, stretching the fat rubbery stalks to almost twice their normal length. When she soon came in an explosion of shrieks, Justin had to clamp his palm over Justine's big mouth. And then, pulling and bending her clamped left nipple with his right hand while squeezing and twisting her bulging clit with his left hand, he shot another prolonged load of jizz deep into her bottom, jerking frenziedly as he pounded into his slave mother. Once he'd unloaded, he pulled out, put his arms under his mother's armpits, and pulled her off Angie's strap-on. He manhandled Justine around 180 degrees, cum dripping from her distended asshole, leaving a trail on the coffee table, until she was kneeling on the floor. Angie drifted off, the 8-inch dildo waving from her leather strap-on harness. Justin removed the nipple's clamps, accompanied by Justine's hissing in pain, and placed a spreader bar beneath his mother's knees, stretching her thighs to the limit. He pulled her wrists behind her back and bound them together. He took a large, 4-inch-long clamp, pressed her labia together, and with some difficulty opened the clamp fully. Even then it barely fit over her thick lips. She gasped. Her relentless son found two black bands and cinched them around the top of her thighs, where they joined her pelvis. He adjusted the leather straps so one of the D-rings in each faced directly in. Justine wondered about those. First, your tits. Her domineering son picked up a pair of nipple pumps, positioned them over the bulging nubs and attached them, repeatedly pumping the butt until Justine moaned loudly, her enormous nipples cruelly elongated an extra 2 inches. Deeply excited, she gasped as her sore, dusky nipples were obscenely stretched. Now your pussy. Justin bent over, carefully pulled one side of her clit hood, clamped the hood, pulled the chain and tied it to the metal ring in her thigh straps. In pain from this nasty discipline, Justine drooled onto her mons. Justin repeated the procedure on the other side of her clit hood. Now her big bulging clit was completely exposed and defenseless. Here's the crowning touch. He held up a clear pump, the same as her nipple pumps but smaller. Oh? She muttered, twisting her torso and pelvis, extremely close to a cum, as he carefully pushed the transparent tube over her thick clit. He pumped and pumped till she screamed in ecstasy, her pelvis jerking and the suction tubes dancing madly on her shaking tits. Justin stood next to the expectant Justine, his still hard 8 inches bobbing in front of her mouth, drops splashing onto her beaten and swollen tits. She was a lurid sight, the pumps jutting from her sweating tits and inflated clit. But he wasn't satisfied with her appearance. She presented plenty of marks on her back, ass, tits, belly and thighs, but they'd grown faint and needed to be freshened. Justine's excitement grew in depravity when Justin picked up two switches and used both hands to whip her sweating tits while the dutiful, degenerate mother proceeded to lay the cum, fresh from her ass shoot, off her son's demanding dick, while he commenced to whip her belly, tits and thighs, laying on livid, wide wheels. Once the demanding son's cock was clean and glistening, his mother licked her greasy lips. Then Justin gave her a transparent plastic straw and pointed behind her to the coffee table. She turned her head and was dismayed to see a trail of cum staining the coffee table. She'd never been made to suck ass cum from a straw, but the novel humiliation made her shudder with debasement. The long straw forced her to suck hard, the loud, obscene sucking noises filling the room and adding to her humiliation. But she obediently sucked it all up and swallowed it all. Once this last task was finished, mother and son roused Angie from her stupor and the two dazed women left to return to Matt's house, where they treated their welts, sore cunts and violated assholes, and took whatever little rest they could get. An elegant, multi-course dinner was scheduled for Matt's house that night, with Jeanette present as well. Justine couldn't even imagine what her father, brother and son with Matt would inflict on her and the two schoolgirls for a depraved holiday dessert. All she knew is that it would exceed what she and Angie had already experienced. Although Angie quickly passed out from exhaustion, Justine was unable to nap, tossing restlessly in anticipation, unable to stop imagining herself on her knees, Jeanette and Justine's daughter each punishing one of her nipples while she was sucking off Matt and doing hand jobs for her brother and father. While her son fucked her ass again as he was whipping both her stretched nipples and splayed pussy with a studded taws or quirt. That evening, everyone was assembled at Matt's house. Claude, Martin and Justin had never before met Matt's hot teen daughter, and all had boners when they saw the sub-girl, whose extremely pretty face, voluptuous lips, big tits, fat nipples and short dark hair were eerily similar to an early version of their own Justine. Justine immediately noticed the attraction between Justin and Jeanette. The girl had to force herself to avert her eyes and stop glancing at handsome, sexy Justin. The men were eager to see how well Matt had trained his daughter and to compare her submissiveness, pain tolerance, cocksucking and fuckability to their own Angie. Jeanette was clearly aroused not by Justin alone but by all these new, hot doms in her house. She knew they were eager to start using her and wondered, who would humiliate her most harshly? Which one would discipline her most firmly? Who had the biggest dick? Which one would fuck her most roughly? The men, along with Justine, her daughter Angelina and Matt's daughter Jeanette, had already had cocktails. The three women, all dressed in short, pleated skirts which looked like cheerleader skirts, were serving dinner. All wore bondage collars with red ball gags hanging at their throats, ready for use anytime. Long leashes dangled from the collars. Underneath their thin, tight blouses, all three suffered clamped nipples, with chains stretching upward to metal rings in their leather collars. All had their labia clamped closed,
with an additional clamp on their clit hoods. So each was greatly aroused and craving release. There were also differences between the girls. Jeanette sported a leather head harness. Angie walked stiffly, her mouth, tits, pussy and ass still sore from the degrading and harsh scene that afternoon with her perv family. Her pussy leaked at the thought of what more abuse they would inflict on her this evening. Jeanette, who had been excluded from the afternoon party, now loved the attention that the men were showering on her. Her father, Matt, was pleased that Justine's father, Claude, had complimented Matt on Matt's house and hospitality. Claude expressed gratitude that his granddaughter, Angie, was well cared for in Matt's household and had such a good close friend in Jeanette. Claude was also appreciative that Justine was Matt's submissive, so that Matt could look after both her and Angelina. As the ladies served, the men freely stroked the women's buttocks, thighs and tits. Occasionally they'd stick a hand under a skirt and play with the pussy and clit clamps, or yank on a nipple chain. Justin kept Jeanette at his side during most of this, simply stroking her thighs, pulling her nipple chains or toying with her clit and labial clamps. The men saw how strongly the gorgeous teen sub and the sexy teen dom were attracted to each other, and how well they were matched physically, like male and female halves of the same person. Either Claude nor Martin, and especially not Justin, was willing to wait for the others to use Jeanette. So as soon as the dishes for the main course were cleared, Claude lay down on the coffee table on his back, his legs astride a corner, while Matt positioned Jeanette at the same corner. Angie stripped off her friend's blouse and pulled on her leash, forcing Jeanette down on top of Claude, while Justine bound Angie's wrists to the table legs. Angie lubed Martin's broad cock. Jeanette pushed her cunt onto Claude's fat dick, growling with pleasure at the thick member. Martin pushed his slick dick into the girl's asshole. Her mouth opened wide at the girth of the cock pushing into her ass, so Justin stuck his cock into her gaping mouth. The three men pistoned into the nubile teen, while her father flogged her back. But Matt striping her back wasn't enough for Martin, who grabbed the straps at the rear of her head harness and pulled enough for her tits and clamped nipples to be exposed for flogging, but not so far as to interrupt the girl's industrious cocksucking. Matt started in on his daughter's tits, making sure to stripe all four sides of the sweating 35cs, the flogger repeatedly crashing into her nipple chains, brutally yanking the already stretched nubs. Jeanette reveled in sucking this hot boy's, Justin's, big gorgeous cock and welcomed the hard fucking too. She quickly came, scissoring her groin back and forth on the cocks DPing her. Then Claude and Martin came, father and son bellowing while Justin spurted into the slut girl's willing mouth. After the men pulled their dicks out of the supine teenager, they left her sprawled on the table, drinking vodka as they watched their load spew out of her wide-open cunt and dark rear ring. Justin was crazy about his sister's BFF, Jeanette, especially since she had blown his cock so superbly, second in talent to only one other woman, his mother. And Jeanette seemed equally turned on by the handsome Justin, with his confident attitude, domineering energy and slightly cruel edge. Justin had a whispered conference with Claude and Matt, asking his grandfather and the girl's father for permission to use Jeanette privately. When the older men, who were well aware of the teen's mutual attraction, were satisfied with the parameters for discipline, such as no permanent marks or water sports, they agreed, knowing that refusing permission would only make the two teens more desirous. Justin led the smitten Jeanette into a bedroom and shut the door. Soon, Claude and Matt could hear a lengthy session of loud whipping, caning or flogging from behind the bedroom doors, accompanied by well-muffled cries of pain. Neither Justin nor Jeanette emerged for the remainder of the evening. Claude decided that, considering how roughly they'd used Angie that afternoon, they'd go lightly on the girl this evening. So instead of his granddaughter sucking more cock or again being forcefully fucked, he ordered her to use a switch on Justine while they all fucked Angie's mother. A week later, Justine was dangling, her arms suspended from a beam in Matt's living room. The pain of a major caning had become too much even for her, and in an agony of humiliation, she had haltingly confessed a long-time shameful fantasy to Matt. He thought, pondering such a scene with her brother and son, although not with her father. But it was too hard to choreograph, since he wanted to shoot the scene in his first dual-camera video recording, with him directing the shots and Jeanette and Angie as camera persons. He'd already trained the girls in several short, simpler scenes with Justine. He considered the commercial potential of such a video, not only because Justine was so hot, but also because she was extremely photogenic. And no matter how deeply she was into a scene, she remained aware of the camera, treating it like another participant. Plus, her brother and son looked so similar to her, they were clearly closely related. Like male versions of her. He looked at his cringing sub, her head hanging with shame from her lurid desires. Justine looked at him, a mix of surprise, fear and lust in her large hazel eyes. "I'll think about it," he told her. She perked up immediately. "Thank you, master." He undid the cords to her wrist binds, and she sank gratefully onto her knees. Excited about the scene with her brother and son, and intent on showing her appreciation to Matt, she bent forward, rested her forehead on the carpet, and spread her ass cheeks, livid with cane marks.
"Would you like to fuck my ass now?" she offered.
This story is continued in the next part. This podcast is part of the Erotica Podcast Network. We offer a free Erotica podcast and a premium patron taboo podcast which contains more intense sexual themes. You can subscribe to the premium podcast for $2 per month or support the Erotica Podcast on Patreon to support us and allow members to request future stories and themes. Links are in the description. Thank you for listening.